Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
Well, exactly. And fortunately, God seems to have built into the natural world some just genetic barriers to this happening. I'm a farm boy. I grew up on a chicken farm in North Carolina. We had 30,000 chickens, and for 70 years, my grandfather and dad and I, as a boy, we were in the egg business. But all around us were other farms that had cows and everything. And, without going into too much of a biology lesson, periodically different farm animals would try to mate with each other, and it never yielded anything. There were times when deer would get into the horse pasture, and horses and deer would try to mate, but it would yield no offspring. And God seems to have built in some natural limits. But where we are today is we've got the technology to try to turn the knobs on genetics and reproduction of animal species, and God forbid now throw humans into that mix. Here's what makes it doubly scary. The rise of technology has been paralleled with a corresponding decrease of morality.
Yes.
And we are a somewhat unique generation in history when we've got technology no other generation ever had, and yet we've lost morality that every other generation did have. So will they be able to create some hybrid, unredeemable human-animal race? I don't know. But I do know this, that as long as the world stands, whoever calls in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. And, we need the Spirit of God to restrain evil. And that's why I'm an apologist, and I'm always talking about the evidence for Christianity, but more and more I find myself talking to audiences about revival and repentance. I know it probably sounds simplistic, but it is simple. We need to say, God, I'm sorry for my sins. God, I need you. I've been living as if I were autonomous, but Lord, I really need you. I'm sorry. I believe Jesus is the Savior. Please forgive me and restore me. And you know, Bill, in logic, there's this thing called the law of composition. The parts make up the whole. When the citizens are godly, the nation will be godly.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.